The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As of today, it's illegal to buy, breed or import XL bully dogs. The Minister for Rural and Community Development, Heather Humphreys, signed the legislation to ban the dogs last week, and this was motivated by a number of serious attacks in recent months. Bella Finn from our newsroom has been looking into the ban and what it now entails. Bella, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. So this ban was first announced in July following the death of Nicole Morey in Limerick. Nicole died after she was attacked by her own XL bully 4 months ago this Friday. The ban is being introduced in two parts. Step one, starting today, initiated stopping the movement of these animals. However, an extension has now been granted to rehome the dogs. Animal welfare charities will have until February 1st to rehome any XL bullies when step two of the ban kicks in. This is the cut-off date for XL bully owners to have their dogs registered for an exemption or presumably to have that process started. Any XL bullies who are not registered for an exemption after this date could be seized and destroyed.
Now, the charities are actually taking action themselves to try and avoid this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the dogs are... They're coming in now. This was something that... That they weren't sure of for a while, but there's an extension being granted. So in order to escape the possibility of being put down, dog charities, including the Dublin Dog Hub, for example, have shipped off XL bullies to Sweden for a chance at life with fewer restrictions and no exemption needed. So an XL bully called Meatloaf was rehomed by the Swedish rescue Hundar Utenhem, who in an open letter to Minister Heather Humphreys claimed they rehomed an estimated 11,000 unwanted Irish dogs since 2005. But getting back to what initiated this ban, attacks. I spoke with dog behaviourist and trainer Susie Walsh to understand why dog attacks happen.
Banning dogs doesn't impact the level of number of bites or attacks that we see in human beings on a year-to-year basis. Actually, in fact, it can actually increase the number of bites and attacks that we have because people feel safer thinking that the breeds that aren't banned or aren't restricted are actually safe, and actually that's not the case. In terms of dumping, we'll see people dumping certain breeds of dogs or dogs that fit into the criteria that is set by the state in terms of what a dog looks like. So we'll see, and we're already seeing it, we're seeing dogs that are just going to be, instead of being surrendered into a pound or a rescue, they are just going to be released on the street. So the reason that dogs attack or bites is through three main issues, which is fear, or frustration, or pain and discomfort. And they're the main reasons that we see aggression in dogs. And so we should really be looking as a society on data surrounding that and why are we seeing an increase of dog attacks in this country and across the globe? And why are we not researching that more or putting time and investment into the research that we do have and the knowledge that we do have about how dogs are handled, how dogs are bred, how dogs are raised, how dogs are trained, and how dogs are living in the society that we are living in? And the problem is that nobody is looking at all of that with an educated eye and then forming legislation based on that.
So that was Susie Walsh, a dog behaviourist and trainer. You heard her mention dog attacks and XL bully dogs being dumped by their owners rather than kind of do something, surrendering them or registering them and having them neutered and all the rest of it. But that research she talks about, what scale of research has gone into bringing in this particular law by us?
Well, Pat, the XL bully isn't a recognised breed, but a breed type, because it's a cross of different breeds. So this means that aside from being a larger dog, its appearance can vary. There's no definition of the dog going into this legislation other than using the Physical Conformation Standard Type Guide issued by the government. So it describes characteristics of the dog type, stating that the general impression is a large dog with a muscular body and blocky head, suggesting great power for its size. The guide then shows photo examples of three different dogs and says these pictures are indicative of what an XL bully type looked like. A dog does not have to look exactly like this to conform to the standard above.
Now, that's kind of interesting because I know of one particular classic English bulldog who some people think is an XL bully and is not, and is therefore not restricted in the same way these XL bully dogs are. Anyway, some ambiguity remains.
Exactly. So I spoke with Orla Murray, Chair of the Health and Welfare Committee of the Irish Kennel Club, to find out what it takes to classify a breed.
The XL bully itself is actually not a recognised breed by the Irish Kennel Club or by the FCI or by any of the international dog kennel clubs. What it is it's a mixed breed of a variety of some of the bull breeds. It was bred for power, it was bred for strength. And I mean, even if you look, while we don't have a breed standard, the UK government currently have brought in a breed standard for identification purposes. So not the Kennel Club UK, but the actual British government. And that states, and again, all the way through that standard, it's about power, it's about strength, and it's about size. There is a working group, who are a stakeholder group, which Minister Humphreys has actually put together. Now, from my understanding, they will actually define what exactly this breed is. I would imagine that they will look at what the British government have done and the standard that they've put together to actually identify this dog, and will probably do fairly similar. I think the government had to bring in some kind of legislation. I think the way that it's been staggered. So there's two elements to this. So the first element is in regard to the banning of the breed, which it will be enforced on the 1st of October. Now, that includes you can't sell, you can't rehome. So that's like the first part. The second issue then would be the certification, but that doesn't actually take place until February next year. So I think we have a little bit of wriggle room between now and then. But I mean, the one thing that has happened with the legislation coming in on the 1st of October, the movement of these dogs will have been stopped.
Now, we have a visual description of what the dog type looks like, and it seems that we're following the developments in the UK. They've banned XL bullies there. How does our ban compare to theirs?
Well, one major difference between the UK ban on XL bullies and ours is that in the UK, you could claim for compensation for euthanasia of an XL bully. This deadline for claims in the UK has passed, as their ban has been unveiled in full. However, we are in the first stage of the ban here, and according to the Department of Rural and Community Development, after the 1st of October, which is today, dog owners who no longer wish to keep their XL bully can surrender their dog to be rehomed or euthanised by the dog warden. XL bully owners who wish to keep their dog will have to ensure that they have fully complied with the rules outlined in the legislation to get an exemption for their dog, including neutering. So I went out to the Irish Blue Cross to get a sense of how busy animal welfare charities and veterinary services have been prepping for today.
Well, we obviously have XL bullies, XL bully clients already with us, but we've seen a huge surge in demand for our services over the past couple of years. That's a knock-on effect from COVID and the cost of living crisis as well. We currently have a waiting list in operation here in the Irish Blue Cross. That's about 3 months long. We see on average between 15,000 and 17,000 visitations each year, and our resources are pushed to the very limit. The XL bully is derived from an American bully, which is a breed, but these dogs have been crossbred, so it is now described as a type. And I suppose the base description of it is that it is a strong dog that has a blocky head, and its height to its shoulders is for a male is 20 inches, for a female is 19 inches. They are described, I suppose, as being strong, so very much on the forward shoulders, they do look strong. If people are unsure, I'd say, first things first, bring them down. Go to your local vet. Ask your local vet. See what they think about it. If you're still unsure, go to your local authority, because they will be administering the certificates of exemption. And they will probably go on it on a case-by-case basis. I think a lot of people out there are very nervous at the moment, thinking, gosh, does this affect my dog? Does it affect my pet that's been in the family for years and years and years? Again, I will say there are resources out there, especially on our website. Go on there, have a look. We would promote responsible pet ownership anyway. So we would always say to people, you must have a dog license, you must get your pet microchipped, and you must get your pet neutered.
What kind of fallout are you expecting to see from the ban?
I think you'll just see people like sort of the pet owner this morning at the Irish Blue Cross just turning up. Getting in touch with their local vets. You know, the dogs have to be neutered, and that can take time, actually. That's the one thing that can take time.
The CEO of the Irish Blue Cross, Chris Keneally, and before that, Paul Halpin. Bella, finally, what does the general public have to say about the ban?
Oh, it's a mixed result, Pat. So I headed out to a dog park in St. Anne's Park to find out how dog owners and dog walkers feel about the ban and about the breed type.
I have a pit bull cross Staffy Labrador type dog. He really is just a mix. So his name's Blue, and we got him at 8 weeks from a shelter. And we actually, when we got him, he was already a very anxious, scared and nervous dog, which we still see now, and he's 3 years old. I think, you know, there should have been more consideration going in than just doing an outright ban, because actually bullies, if you think of their other characteristics, are really lovable, cuddly babies, and they want to do is sleep on your lap, and they're so needy. And you know, yes, some are aggressive, but actually the majority are just complete sweethearts.
They're too big, they're too strong, people can't control them. You see them running loose in here, and there have been instances where dogs have been torn apart and on the beach by them, and nobody takes responsibility.
I have, well, he's a collie mixed with a German Shepherd, I think. I'm not too sure of the full breed, but I adopted him as a collie cross. Banning a dog causes actually more problems down the line. The reason these exist in the first place is because the pit bull was banned in the UK, so they bred this with another dog, creating a more dangerous dog, and then, well, dangerous. Sorry, I'm doing quotation marks there when I say dangerous. And this is where they came from, so banning them is actually going to create more problems, I think, with further dangerous dogs.
And here in the park with so many other different breeds of dogs running around, free rein, carrying sticks, would you have had any qualms about, let's say, an XL bully owner coming into this space now with their dog off the lead?
So I do think it's on the owner. I don't think any dog should come in here if the owner doesn't trust their dog enough to socialise with the other dogs. I think you can have a Jack Russell who's extremely dangerous and will attack other dogs, and you can have a Malinois who is the most gentle thing in the world. So it just depends on the owner, I think.
Like, even the best of dogs can turn for some reason, so you always have to be aware of that. But the difference being, they mightn't be as strong, they could do some damage, but you could control them. But the XL bully, they're just too big. Like, you just can't control them, and once they turn, there's no turning back. So
I would just imagine proper training, you know, maybe keep them on a muzzle unless they know, or if everybody's in agreement in a dog park. And generally people do get to know each other and get to know the dogs, and there aren't any issues.
Some dog owners sharing their views on the XL bully ban. That report from Bella Finn.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.